ಜಯ ವಿಶುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರಶದ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಿಕಿ ಜಯಂ ತಿಲೀಲಾ ಪ್ರವಿಷ್ಟ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರಶದ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ಭಕ್ತ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಿಕಿ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಬೃಂದಕಿ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶೀಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ಕಿ ಪ್ರಯಂ ಸಹೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ ಗೋವಿಂದನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮಗುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಗುಂಡಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧಾನಕಿ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಮಾಯಪುರ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಮಧುರಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಪರಿಧಾಮಕಿ ದ್ವಾರಕಾಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಗಂಗಮಾಯಿಕಿ ಯಮುನ ಮಾಯಿಕಿ ತುಳಸಿದೇವಿಕಿ ಭಕ್ತಿದೇವಿಕಿ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದಕಿ ಗೌರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದಿ All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devim Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshadharine ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಸಂಸಾರ ಸಾಗರೇ ಮಗ್ನಂ ದೀನಂ ಮಾಂ ಕರುಣಾನಿಧೇ ಕರ್ಮಗ್ರಾಹ ಗೃಹೀತಾಂಗಂ ಮಾಮುದ್ಧರ ಭವಾರ್ಣವ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವದಾಖ್ಯೋಯಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷ ಕೃಷ್ಣಮೇವಹಿ ಸ್ವೀಕೃತೋಸಿ ಮಯಾ ನಾಥ ಮುಕ್ತ್ಯರ್ಥಂ ಭವಸಾಗರೇ ಮನೋರಥೇ ಮದೀಯೋಯಂ ಸಫಲಾ ಸರ್ವದಾ ತ್ವಯಾ ನಿರ್ವಿಘ್ನೇನೈವ ಕರ್ತವ್ಯಂ ದಾಸೋಹಂ ತವ ಕೇಶವ ಭವೇ ಭವೇ ಯದಾ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪಾದಯೋರ್ಸವ ಜಾಯತೆ ತಥಾ ಕುರುಷ್ವ ದೇವೇಶ ನಾಥಸ್ತ್ವಂ ನೋ ಯದ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಯಸ್ಯಾಂ ಸರ್ವಪಾಪ ಪ್ರಣಾಶನಂ ಪ್ರಣಾಮೋ ದುಃಖ ಶಮನಂ ತಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಂ ಪರಂ ಜನ್ಮಾದ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಯದೋನ್ವಯಾದಿತರದ ಚಾರ್ತೇಷ್ವಭಿಜ್ಞಸ್ವರಾತ್ ತೇನೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಹೃದಯ ಆದಿ ಕವಯೇ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ಯತ್ ಸೂರಯ ತೇಜೋ ವಾರಿ ಮೃದಂ ಯಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯೋ ಯತ್ರ ತ್ರಿಸರ್ಗೋ ಮೃಷಾ ಧಾಮ್ನಾ ಸ್ವೇನ ಸದಾ ನಿರಸ್ತಕುಹಕಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರೋಜ್ಜಿತ ಕೈತಮೋತ್ರ ಪರಮೋ ನರ್ಮತ್ಸರಾಣಾಂ ಸದಾಂ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಮತ್ರ ವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾಪತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತೇ ಮಹಾಮುನಿ ಕೃತೇ ಕಿಂವಾ ಪರೈರೀಶ್ವರ ಸದ್ಯೋ ಹೃದ್ಯವರುದ್ಯದೇತ್ರ ಕೃತಿಭಿ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷುಭೀ ತಕ್ಷಣಾನ್ ನಿಗಮಕಲ್ಪದರೋರ್ಗಲಿದಂ ಫಲಂ ಶುಗಮುಖಾದಮೃತದ್ರವ ಸಂಯುಧಂ ಪಿಬದ ಭಾಗವತಂ ರಸಮಾಲಯಂ ಮುಹುರಹೋರಸಿಗಾ ಭುವಿ ಭಾವುಗಾಃ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ತಿಯಾದಿ ಹೇದವೇ ತಾವತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂತಂ ಅನುಭೇದಮಭೇದಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಭಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾದರಮಾಜ್ಜುಹಾವ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮೈದಯತ್ತರವೋಭಿನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನತೋಸ್ಮಿ ಸ್ವಾನುಭಾವಮಖಿಲ ಶ್ರುತಿಸಾರಮೇಗಂ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮದೀಪಮದಿತಿ ತೀರ್ಷದಾಂಧಮೋಂಧಂ ಸಂಸಾರಿಣಾಂ ಕರುಣಯಾಹ ಪುರಾಣ ಗುಹ್ಯಂ ತಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಸೂನುಮುಪಯಾಮಿ ಗುರುಂ ಮುನೀನಾಂ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ കമനീയ കിശോര മുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണു കൊണിദാതൃദാനനെന്തോ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭദാ മുരാരേ മധുരീം ന കണികാപി കാപി കാപി നമാഹോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതീ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശധാരിണേ ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദം വ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ വാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതി ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ശ്രീമുചകുന്ദ ഉവാച വിമോഹിതോയം വേഴ്സ് 46 51 ചാപ്റ്റർ 51 വിമോഹിതോയം ജനൈഷമായയാ ത്വദീയയാ ത്വാം ന ഭജത്യനർത്ഥദൃക് സുഖായ ദുഃഖപ്രഭവേഷു സജ്ജതേ ഗൃഹേഷു യോഷിൽ പുരുഷശ്ച വഞ്ചിതാഃ ലബ്ധ്വാ ജനോ ദുർലഭമത്ര മാനുഷം കഥഞ്ചിൽ അവ്യംഗമയത്നധോനഖ പാദാരവിന്ദം ന ഭജത്യസന്മതിർ ഗൃഹാന്തകൂപേ പതിതോ യഥാ പശു മമൈഷ കാലോചിത നിഷ്ഫലോ ഗതോ രാജ്യശ്രിയോ നദ്ധമദസ്യ ഭൂപതേ മർത്യാത്മബുദ്ധേ സുതതാരകോശവുൽ ആസജ്ജമാനസ്യ ദുരന്തചിന്തയാം കലേബരേസ്മിൻ ഘടകുണ്യ ഉഢ്യസന്നിഭേ നിരൂഢമാനോ നരദേവമിത്യഹം വൃതോരഥയെ ഭാഷ്യപദാത്യനീകപേർ ഗാം പര്യടാം തുഗണയൻ സുദുർമദാഹ പ്രമത്തമുച്ചൈ ഇതി കൃത്യചിന്തയാ പ്രവൃദ്ധലോഭം വിഷയേഷു ലാലസം ത്വമപ്രമത്ത സഹസാ വിപദ്യസേ ക്ഷുല്ലേലിഹാനോ ഹിരിവാഖുമന്ദകാഹ പുരാരഥേർ ഹേമപരിഷ്കൃതൈശ്ചരൻ മതംഗജൈർവാ നരദേവസംഹിതാഹ സ ഏവ കാലേന ദുരത്യയേന തേ കളയപരോ വിക്രമീ ഭസ്മ സംഹിതാഹ നിർജിത്യതി ചക്രമഭൂത വിഗ്രഹോ വരാസനസ്ഥ സമരാജവന്ദിതാഹ ഗൃഹേഷു മൈഥുന്യസുഖേഷു യോഷിതാം ക്രീഡാമൃഗാ പുരുഷ ഈശനീയതേ കരോതി കർമാണി തപസ്സു നിഷ്ഠിതോ നിവൃത്തഭോഗ തദപേക്ഷയാ തദത് പുനശ്ച ഭൂയേയമഹം സ്വരാടിരി പ്രവൃദ്ധദർശോ ന സുഖായ കൽപ്പതേ ഭവാപവർഗോ ഭ്രമതോ യഥാ ഭവേൽ ജനസ്യ തർഹി അച്യുത സൽസമാഗമം സൽസംഗമോ യർഹി തദൈവ സൽഗതോ പരാവരേഷേ ത്വയി ജായതേ മതി മന്യേ മമാനുഗ്രഹമീശതേ കൃതോ രാജ്യാനുബന്ധാപകമോ യദർച്ഛയാ യപ്രാർത്ഥ്യതേ സാധുഭിരേകചര്യയാൽ വനം വിവിക്ഷദ്ഭിരഖണ്ഡഭൂമിപൈ ന കാമയേന്യം തവപാദസേവനാൽ അകിഞ്ചന പ്രാർത്ഥ്യതമാധ്വരം വിഭോ ആരാധ്യകസ്ത്വം അപവർഗതം ഹരേ വൃണീതം ആര്യോ വരം ആത്മബന്ധനം തസ്മാൽ വിസൃജ്യാശിഷമീശ സർവതോ രജസ്തമസത്വഗുണാനുബന്ധനാഃ നിരഞ്ജനം നിർഗുണമദ്വയം പരം ത്വാം ജ്ഞപ്തി മാത്രം പുരുഷം വ്രജാമ്യഹം ചിരമിഹ വൃജിനാർത്ഥതപ്യമാനോനുതാപൈ അവിദുഷഷടമിത്രോ ലബ്ധശാന്തി കഥഞ്ചിൽ ശരണദ സമുപേത ത്വൽപദാബ്ജം പരാത്മൻ അഭയമൃതം അശോകം പാഹി മാപന്നമീശ. That is Muchukunda's Stuti, which we were discussing last two or three days. So Muchukunda saying to Krishna that Muchukunda says to Krishna that when we come to Salsangam, that is what he is mentioning there, that somehow or the other Krishna has brought us in front of Srimad Bhagavatam and to Bhagavad Gita. We don't know what we have done to have that help from Krishna, because when Krishna, Muchukunda says to Krishna that when we come to Salsangam and when we have an opportunity to understand what Krishna has talked about in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will notice one thing. No devotee has so far said till now that I got Krishna by my austerities or penances or my spiritual or by my devotional service. No devotee has so far said that they got Krishna either by their austerities or penances or by the their sadhana or by their devotional service, whatever it may be. No devotee has said that so far. So you can see here that many great devotees, on the other hand, what have they said? They said that somehow Krishna has revealed himself unto me. Krishna has revealed himself unto me. So, and Krishna showed that mercy to me. That is what they say. Krishna has shown some special mercy to me. That kripa that has come from Krishna, that is one thing. Kripa sakshalkaram, atma sakshalkaram, there are various sakshalkaram, self-realizations, self-realization processes. Out of that, kripa sakshalkaram is compared to be higher than all the others for one reason only, that it is a phenomenon which cannot be explained, which can never be explained. And when one experiences that, then he can certify that it is complete. Everything is complete at that time. Because so long as we talk about spirituality in the name of, in the way we talk, discuss science, then it is difficult to understand that. Because in the science, a lot of things are based on, everything is based on logic and reasoning, isn't it? Whereas in Kripa, Krishna's mercy is concerned, there is no logic, there is no reasoning. In other words, as long as we are used to saying that 1 plus 1 is equal to 2, just like we say in the mathematics, that is how our logic and reasoning runs through the science, isn't it? But when 1 plus 1 equal to 1, when we are able to say that, you can understand that is the way we understand the Kripa Sakshalkaram, Krishna's mercy, how it comes. So, in other words, you can say at that time that you have started experiencing spiritual life properly. Spiritual life properly. Because mathematically that may be wrong, but the fact is that only then one realizes, when he starts saying like that, he will realize that practically everything is Krishna. Practically everything is Krishna. So, and when he started realizing that way, the gate or the doors for liberation is open to him from Krishna's side. And Muchukunda is saying here in these verses that if that mercy was not there, how will I escape? He is asking that question. Kadanjidavyangam ayatnadonekha. You can see in that 47th verse. Labdhajano durlabhamatramanusham. Kadanjidavyangam ayatnadonekham. Padaravindam nabajatyasan madir. Grihandakube padito yatha pashu. He says here that kadanjidavyangam ayatnadho anakham. That itself is the first thing. To get a human body, labdhva sudurlabha jano durlabha matra manusham. He says there that to getting a human body is the first opportunity Krishna has given us. The getting a human body itself is the first opportunity. And that body also, kadanjil avyangamayat nadhanakaham. That too, to get a body without any serious problems with it. Serious problems with it. You can see sometimes how we get a body with all sorts of problems. Then how difficult it is to engage in spiritual activities also. So, he mentions here that Kadanjal, I do not know how I have escaped from all these things. Because I have not done anything. I don't deserve this. Mukushikunda says to Krishna. Ayatnadaha. So, although I have received all these things, a beautiful human body and good health, everything I had, but in spite of that, I did not turn my attention towards Krishna. That is Muchukunda's lamentation here. He says to him, Kadanjil avyangam ayatnadam ayatnado anakha. In spite of that, what happened? Padaravindam na bhajati. I did not engage in spiritual life. I did not take Krishna consciousness seriously. Asanmadir brihandakube padito yatha pashu. Asanmadir means one whose intelligence is polluted. And I fell into the life of material happiness. Engaged in the family grihandakupam. Grihandakupam means like the family life, like compared to a blind well. And padito yatha pashu, if an animal falls into that, when there is no chance of escaping from that. So, similarly, Krishna has given us everything here, and labdhvajano durlabham atramanusham. Somehow or the other, we got a human body, and then what else? Salsangam also, but, and Krishna gave us a number of devotees who have realize the truth in the life in this world. In Srimad Bhagavatam, you find so many great personalities and so many other great devotees who have utilized their human life and realized the truth. And all these opportunities Krishna has given us, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, a lot of holy places, temples, and great, great devotees, all of them. But what did we do and what have we done? And all opportunities for realizing the truth. But still what we have done, we have with our own cleverness, we were trying to enjoy this material life in this world. So, Muchukunda says here to Krishna, practically, we are trying to escape from liberation from here. And even if Krishna has organized everything for us, and how we are thinking in our own mind, how can we escape from realizing the truth? That is why that verse is important. Labdhva jano durlabha matra manusham katanjid avyangamayat natho nekha padaravindam na bhajatyasan madir. Just like a mother has asked the child to come to have the meal, but child is not coming. So what does mother do? What does the mother do? Mother get hold of the child and gives a few times, beats the child and bring the child back home to eat the meal.
So similarly, Krishna also does the same thing to us sometime. That is Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy. When distress comes in life, we will cry. We will cry at that time. And there, when we call Krishna's name, the very tone itself is very different, is it not? Because according to the heat, what Krishna has given us, the pain, what the distress has given, it will have its impact on the way we address Krishna also. On the one side, Krishna gives us a lot of distress, and other side, Krishna is saying here that you take to Krishna consciousness seriously, because otherwise we will not take bhakti process seriously. We will find time for other activities in this world, because that old vasana inside is not going away. It's always had that taste of the material happiness in this world. So, somehow or the other, there is no taste for Krishna consciousness. If we chant the holy name, there will be some taste, but there is no taste for chanting the holy name. What is the reason? The example is given like this. The best way to understand this is, there were two ants. One of them lived in a salt mountain. Another one lived in a sugar mountain. Another one lived in a sugar mountain. So one day, the ant in the sugar mountain invited the ant from the salt mountain to his, he told the salt the ant from the salt mountain that why don't you try and taste a little bit of the sugar, which is a lot better than the salt. So having accepted that invitation from the sugar ant, the salt ant went to visit the sugar ant. And when he got there, the sugar ant gave this salt ant some sugar to taste. The salt ant put the sugar into the mouth and spit it out again, saying that it has no taste. It said like that. So the sugar ant could not understand why he said there was no taste for it, told the salt ant to open its mouth. When it opened its mouth, it noticed that the salt ant has brought a piece of salt inside the mouth and brought it with it. So when the sugar went in, it is still the same taste of the salt inside. So therefore, what happens is, after we have tasted material life, material happiness in this world, when we are given Krishna consciousness, we are still not finding any taste, because already that taste of material happiness is very much inside. Till that material happiness goes away from inside, we won't find any attraction in spiritual life. This is the difficulty. So this incident is mentioned here only to make it clear that till we spit out the salt from inside, sugar ant told the salt ant to spit out everything from inside and then try the sugar. So when he did that, it found some taste for the sugar. Similarly, if we spit out this happiness of material life from this world, and then you will feel some enjoyment or happiness in the spiritual life also. So he mentions here that he was a great king, emperor. He was Muchukunda. And although he was emperor, he says it was not a success. He says it was all a failure. He mentions here, Mamaisha kalojida nishpalogado rajashriyo nadhamadasya bhupateim martyalpa buddhe sudadara koshavul asajjamanasya duranda chindayam. Mamaisha kalo ajida nishpalogato. I have wasted all my time in this world. Muchukunda is saying this. A king is speaking like this. He says here that my life was a disaster. It was a complete disaster. And why does he say that? If you look into verse 56, you will see. Nakamayenyam, nakamayenyam tavapada sevanal aginjana prarthyadama advaram vibhom. Aradhya kastvam abavargadam hare vrinidam aryovaram almabandhanam. Because only those who have no attachment here in this world and pure devotees who have continuously asking for Krishna consciousness, and in their service, Muchukunda says, that is what I would like to have. Then anyone who has taken shelter of Krishna, who is capable of offering liberation to everybody, and who will ask for any benediction from Krishna when she knows that Krishna is capable of offering freedom from this material existence. He mentions like that. So, Akinchana. Akinchana means one who has no material possessions. Great yogis, and all of them, they do not ask anything from Krishna. And similarly, he says here, Muchukunda says, I also don't want to ask anything from you. Tasmal, 57th verse. Tasmal visrajya shishamisha sarvado rajas samasatta gunanubandhanaha niranjanam nirgunam advayam param tvam yapti matram purusham prajamyaham. Therefore, he says, Tasmad, therefore, I will not like to ask anything from you because visrajyashisham isha sarvato. Any benediction that is given from Krishna, it is possible that it will be touched by the three modes of material nature. It will be something to do with the material nature. In other words, tamogunam, rajogunam, sattogunam, they will have something to do with it. So once I accept something like that, rajastama sattvam gunanubandhanam. If we accept any benediction under the three modes of material nature, it will bind us. That's what Muchukunda is saying to Krishna. Gunanubandhanam. Therefore, niranjanam nirgunam advayam param. Niranjanam nirgunam advayam param. He mentions here that one without a second, no material qualities, and who has no attachment anywhere, and tvam nyapti matram purusham brajamyaham. The word used is nyapti. Nyapti is the word for Krishna there. Krishna is addressed as nyapti. Nyapti matram purusham brajamyaham. I surrender unto him. He mentions like that there. So, he mentions here, if I accept any benediction, I will be bound by one of the three modes of material nature. Sattugunam, rajogunam, or tamogunam. Therefore, I will not ask anything, he mentions here. I will not ask anything. Therefore, how to free myself from this and without any tinge of any material happiness, without being bound by any modes of material nature, purely knowledge personified and pure consciousness, that Atma Tattvam, that realization of the truth, Nuam Nyapti Matram. That Nyapti, that is what I am asking for, he says there. Look at Muchukunda's request to Krishna. Muchukunda, you can see, he wasn't like anybody else. Although great personality, emperor, king, but due to high degree of realization, he has come to the point, if I get to see Krishna, if I have an opportunity to receive anything from Krishna, he says here, anything what you offer to me should not be touched by the three modes of material nature. One. Secondly, it should be pure knowledge and pure consciousness, full awareness. In other words, that truth, spiritual truth, absolute truth, that is what I am asking for. He mentions like that. Tvam yapti matram purusham prajamyaham. What is that yapti? Pure consciousness. That state. That vastu. That is what he is asking for. In other words, he wants that liberation, freedom from this body, freedom from the mind, freedom from the intelligence, freedom from the ego, not to come back here again. And not only that, he is looking for pure consciousness, from untouched by any of the modes of material nature. That is what that verse, what he is asking for. That verse is important. He mentions here, Tasmal visrajya shisham isha sarvadam rajasattama satta gunanubandhanam niranjanam nirgunam advayam param tvam yapti matram purusham prajamyaham. Muchukunda has been very, very specific with Krishna, asking that question. Then he says, Chiramiha, Vrijinartha Tapyamanonutabai, അവിദൃഷ ഷഡമിത്രോ അലബ്ധശാന്തി കഥഞ്ചിൽ ശരണത സമുപേതത്വൽപദാബ്ജം പരാത്മൻ അഭയമൃതമശോകം പാഹിമാപന്നമീശാം.
He says here that so many distresses that comes and creates lust, anger, greed, envy, competition and all kinds of things, though kamam, krotham, lobham, madam, malsaryam, illusion, everything. And all of them are inside. Amitraha alabdha shandihi. Because of that, there is no shandi inside. Just like if you want, a snake is lying inside its hole, the snake's hole underneath the tree. If you hit that from outside, nothing will happen because the snake is gone interior, underneath, inside the hole. It's lying inside somewhere, inside the hole. But if you try to kill the snake by hitting outside the tree, it's not going to happen anything. So, because first you have to get that snake outside from the hole before killing the snake. So, similarly, already I have plenty of ignorance inside. Who says this? Muchukunda is saying to him. And there is no point in simply torturing my body. Because inside me, I have so much ignorance, he says. Similarly, the cause of all my distress is this ignorance in me. So, there is no peace inside. Therefore, he says here, I am surrendering unto you. He says, Abhayamrudam Ashokam. And Abhayamrudam Ashokam, that means that shelter, which is Satyaswarupam, that means pure absolute truth, and which is not touched by anything, any modes of nature. That personality, absolute truth, Krishna, I take his shelter. And you should come inside and deliver me from inside, he says. You should deliver me from inside. In other words, seeing Krishna as nectar in front of him standing there, begging to Krishna to give me self, to give him self-realization, realization of the truth. Give me self-realization, give me knowledge, he says. That's why that 59th verse, he says, Chiram Shri Bhagavan Uvacham. Krishna says in answer to that, Sarvabhauma Maharaja Matiste Vimalorjita Varei Pralobhidasyapi Nakamer Vihata Yataham. Krishna's answer to that, Krishna says to him, you can see how Krishna replied to that request from Muchukunda. When Muchukunda mentioned, spoke in this way, Krishna says to Muchukunda, your intelligence is very pure. Look at that word. Sarvabhauma Maharaja Matiste Vimalorjidaha. Unless your intelligence is pure, you won't be able to make a request like this. Just showing that what state Muchukunda is making this request to Krishna. Muchukunda has proper understanding that he has gone very high in spiritual life, able to see things through well, because first he has rejected everything in this world, realized that there is nothing here to work for, to look after here. There is no connection with this world. That's all the previous verses are in relationship with that. So many wars he has fought, he had a big position in this world. In spite of all that, he says it was a waste of time. So keeping that in the perspective, he also, when Krishna tempted him with a benediction, he says to him, I am not looking for that. That is finished for me, all those things. And he says to him, when you give me something, that is again, I will be fall back into the three modes of material nature. They will bind me again. I do not want that, he said. And then he gave his own explanation to that, where he said, Rajasast Niranjanam Nirgunam Advayam Param Tvam Yaptimatram Purusham Vrajamyaham. That is what I want, he said. He gave a very definite and precise description of self-realization there. That is, hearing that, Krishna was so pleased that he says to him, my dear king, your intelligence is very pure. Krishna's certification. Because when somebody says like Niranjanam Nirgunam Advayam Param Tvam Yapti Matram Purusham Prajamyaham, that is that words, that he says to Krishna that I am that
and that knowledge give that to me. That realization give that to me. That is what I am asking for. So when Muchukunda said that, Krishna pleased with that request, he says to him, Sarva Bhaumo Maharaja Madhiste Vimalo Arjita Varai Pralobhidasyabi Nakamer Vihata Yatha. He says to Krishna says to Muchukunda that your intelligence is very pure. Not only that, even though I have tempted you with some blessings and benedictions, your intelligence never moved away from the truth. It stuck to the that purity in him, the purity, purified state where Muchukunda was. So that's what that is mentioned here. So here, so many things you can see that your intelligence is very pure, and although I have tempted you so much, still you did not fall into it. Krishna says to Muchukunda, and never ask me anything. And although I was willing to offer you anything, and therefore that is a proof that you are a devotee. That's how Krishna sees Muchukunda. Krishna says to Muchukunda, you are a devotee. That is why you didn't ask for anything. So, in the that verse, six, next verse you will see, Pralobhido varairyatvam apramadaya vidhidal dadhirmayega bhaktanam ashirbhir vidyade kochil. Pralobhido varairyatvam apramadaya vidhidat. That this is showing, it says that it shows that the by giving benedictions you cannot trap a devotee. You cannot trap a devotee. Pramadam. Pramadam means that illusion won't happen in a devotee's mind. And therefore, pure devotees who have got ekanta bhakti, he says, Dhanir mai ega bhaktanam. Ega bhaktanam means ekanta bhakti or ananya bhakti. One who has got that, their intelligence will never get polluted by any such offer. Any such offer, he says like that. So, the point is that Muchukunda, if you remember when we talked about Muchukunda, by his previous life in this world, he was a great yogi, wasn't he? He has practiced Ashtanga Yoga system very well, which means he has performed a lot of pranayamam and other things. But till, even though he may have performed pranayamam everything, till the bhakti stage comes, or complete shelter of surrendering to Krishna and taking complete Krishna shelter, you will not get, or till knowing that Krishna is that Antaryami inside who is controlling everything, up to that point the vasanas inside will not go. This is how it is. Even though you may have executed a lot of yoga practices, yoga abhyasam, things like that, ashtanga yogam, you may have practiced, but till that surrender happens, or complete shelter of Krishna happens, or or knowing very well that inside, when do we surrender to Krishna? We surrender to Krishna when we realize that Krishna is controlling my life, sitting inside my heart as Antaryami. That's when you surrender, isn't it? Krishna explains that in the Bhagavad Gita, is it not? Tameva sharanam gacha sarvabhavena bharata talprasadal param shandim sthanam prapsasi shashvatam. Very important verse in the Bhagavad Gita. So, when do we surrender to Krishna? When we become fully conscious that Krishna is inside us controlling me all every time. When we come to know that everything is controlled by Krishna from within, then immediately you surrender there. So, at that point you realize Krishna who is standing in front of him is not different than who is sitting inside as Antaryami and controlling my life. And that point, the only option what is left for the devotee is to surrender to Krishna. Is it not? So that is what he is saying here. That pranayamam and so on, if when that happens, even though you may have executed all yoga systems, but till you get come to that realization, vasana inside, what is there will not go. Vasana chayam will happen. All the other vasana, as soon as Krishna takes control there, all the vasanas goes immediately from within. Immediately from within. So otherwise what will happen is, if this doesn't happen, The mind inside will come back again into action. Mind will come back into action again. So when will this vasana kshayam have? Vasana kshayam is the word they used in the jnana margam. When vasanas gets completely wiped out, when that happens, when we become, when we receive that mercy, kripa from Krishna, kripa from Krishna. What we can explain in the through Srimad Bhagavatam is how different devotees in their dealings with Krishna, how they dealt with Krishna, and how Krishna recognized their bhakti. Only when you get certification from Krishna, you can say whether my bhakti is genuine or not. Other saying has no meaning, isn't it? People, everybody says, I am a devotee, you are a devotee, everybody is a devotee, we say. But actually that is not the proper way, because Uddhava says to Krishna that, just like to Uddhava, Krishna said that you are not different from me, isn't it? In the 12th chapter, if you remember, that Sangarshanam Naiva Nashri Yathalma Yatha Bhavan Najas Sangarshanam Nashri Yatha Naivalma Yatha Bhavan. That is where Krishna says to Uddhava. Similarly, Krishna recognizes devotees. When Krishna recognizes a devotee, you can say he's a devotee. Up to that point, it's very difficult to say. It's all very much on a vyavaharam level it is. When we say each other, we are all devotees. Till Krishna says, you are my devotee. Because ultimately, bhakti is towards Krishna. And Krishna has to say that you are my devotee. Then you are a devotee. Up to that point, we have no right to claim anything, except to wait for that kripa to come, the mercy to come. So here you can see that the so much he has done, Ashtanga Yogam, he has practiced so much, our Muchukunda, great king, great personality, all kinds of positions in this world, big personality with a big position, material opulences wise, still saying everything was a waste of time at the end. Have come to that firm conclusion, which means that total vairagyam from this world, no desires anymore, freedom from all desires. And then he says to Krishna that so much yoga practice I have done, but till bhakti comes, bhakti means this, that inside my life is controlled completely from within as Antaryami, and that Antaryami is Krishna standing outside. That conviction, that realization, when Krishna is standing there, able to say this to Krishna openly and says to him in that way, and till that time, other vasanas inside may not go completely from inside, from within. That is called in Shastram, they call it as vasana kshayam. Vasana kshayam means vasanas getting wiped out from inside. No more karma vasana inside, in other words. So, if this does not happen, if vasana does not get wiped out inside, mind will pop up again. Mind will pop up again. So, vasana it is sometimes difficult to understand that also. In order to explain that vasana, it mentions like this, that in the nowadays we have this digital camera, isn't it? But in the olden days you had the other type, the plate, what was the old style? I don't know, many people. Yeah, box camera, yes. That one. So many times that if you expose it to the sunlight, people will say after that everything will be wiped out from inside, isn't it? Similarly, inside there is a lot of vasanas inside. Once it is exposed to Krishna from within, then everything gets wiped out from there. Wiped out from there. No matter for how many lifetimes vasanas have accumulated inside, that once that chit-shakti inside, it starts illumination, start coming out properly. At that time, even for a second, if it comes out, all the vasanas inside will completely burned and they will be wiped out from inside. So that, and once it is wiped out, then that vasanas are not in a position to bind us anymore. To bind us anymore, it will completely go away from inside. There is no other way to get rid of the vasana from inside. That is what Krishna is saying here. Therefore, if you look into the words, Krishna is saying here that Yunjanan in the 61st verse, he says, യുഞ്ജാനാനം ഭക്തമഭക്താനം പ്രാണായാമാതിബേർമന അക്ഷീണവാസനം രാജൻ ദൃശ്യതേ പുനരുത്ഥിതം. ലുക്ക് അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് വേർഡ്സ് കെയർഫുള്ളി. യുഞ്ജാനാനാം ഭക്താനാം പ്രാണായാമാതിബിർമനാഹ അക്ഷീണവാസനം രാജൻ ദൃശ്യതേ പുനരുത്ഥിതം. ഹി സേസ് ഹിയർ, ദോസ് ഹു ആർ, പ്രാണായാമം ഈസ് എ പ്രോസസ് ഫോർ പ്യൂരിഫൈങ് ദ മൈൻഡ്. പ്രാണായാമം ഈസ് എ പ്രോസസ് ഫോർ ദാറ്റ്. കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് സേയിങ് ഹിയർ, ത്രൂ പ്രാണായാമം ഇഫ് യു ആർ ട്രൈങ് ടു കൺട്രോൾ യുവർ മൈൻഡ് ബട്ട് വിതൗട്ട് ഭക്തി, വൺ ഹു ഹാസ് നോ ഭക്തി, their mind, because akshina vasanam rajan, their vasana has not gone away, therefore if it gets an opportunity the mind will come back again. That is what that verse is saying. Did you see that verse, how powerful the vasana Krishna has recognized, confirming that there. People always think, I am pure now, that everything is sorted out for me. Nothing is sorted out. It's a lot to sort it out inside. That's what Krishna is saying there. See that? Yunjananam abhaktanam pranayama dibirmana. Pranayamam is for purifying the mind. Pranayam in the Yoga Sutram, Patanjali's Yoga Sutram, pranayamam is for purifying the mind. So through pranayamam you can purify the mind, Krishna is saying there. But yunjananam abhaktanam, but if they have no bhakti, he says, what will happen is, akshina vasanam rajan, his vasanas won't go away. He will purify, but vasanas have not left him. Therefore, what will happen? Drishyade punaruthidam. It will wake up again. When it gets the next chance, mind will pop up again. It is a big problem in the, when you combine Ashtanga Yogam, Jnana Yogam, Bhakti Yogam, they all have to work together in everyone's life. It's not something you can discard everything and say, that's not me, this is not me. But even in the pure bhakti, if you understand the science behind it, how it works, the system, how Krishna has explaining here that yunjananam abhaktanam pranayamadivirmana akshinavasanam rajan drishyade punaruthidam. He says here that if you do not do that with bhakti, combined with bhakti, if it does not happen, drishyade punaruthidam, if it gets an opportunity, again it will go back into the material life. Vishayabhimukham. Vishayabhimukham means to enjoy the senses. It will turn in that direction. Which one? The mind. Mind will turn in that direction. That's what he's saying there. Very clearly Krishna mentions there. Yunjananam abhaktanam pranayamadibirmana akshina vasanam. Akshina vasana means vasana which is not wiped out, which is inside. Akshina vasanam rajan drishyade punaruthidam. It will come back again and it will go back into the world outside to enjoy. That's what he's saying here. That therefore Krishna says here that those who have that yunjananam abhaktanam, that yunjananam abhaktanam means tatvajnanam also. Tatvajnanam means the knowledge of the truth. Knowledge of the truth, or other words you can also say Krishna consciousness or bhakti. That is important here. So then he says, for the moment you should travel in this world. He says to Muchukunda, vijarasva mahim kamam mayaveshida chetasa mayaveshida manasa astyeva nityadatubhyam bhaktir mayanabhayini. Vijarasva mahim kamam mayaveshida manasa. That keep your mind fixed in me and wander around in this world. Astveva nityadatubhyam bhaktirmayanabhayini. Krishna is saying to him that you have bhakti towards me. Krishna is giving a guarantee to Muchukunda, saying to him, you have got bhakti towards me. He says, therefore now you can travel in this world freely without any worry. Without any worry. Then Krishna told him another thing there. The reason why I am asking you to stay in this world, there is a reason behind it. What is that? Kshatra dharma stido jandun nyavadhir mrgayadibi samahidastattavasa jahyakam madhubashridaham. Because you are a kshatriya. Kshatra dharma stido jendunyavadhir mrgayadivi. Because you are a kshatriya, and kshatriyas by nature goes for hunting in the forest, isn't it? Killing animals. That's their, one of their activities. So due to that, you have killed many, many animals without any consideration. So therefore, perform some austerities in the Himalayas before you leave this world and sends him to Himalayas. That's where Muchukunda spent his last days in Himalayas. Jandunyavadhir mrgayadibi samahidastat tapasa jahyakham madhubashrida, he says. Then he says, last verse, Janmanyanandare rajan sarvabhuda sahurtama bhutva dijavarastum vai mamubeshyasi kevalam. Janmanyanandare rajan sarvabhuda sahurtama bhutva dijavarastum vai mamubeshyasi kevalam. He said, if you go like this, and in your next life, you will take birth as a Brahmana in a very advanced level of Krishna consciousness. You will have to come back here to this world and then come back to the spiritual world. So one more lifetime Krishna has decided that he should be back here again. And many great devotees say, this is not from the Shastram, it is their opinion, that Sridharacharya Swamiji, who has wrote commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, is Muchukunda. This is one opinion. There is also an opinion among devotees that Bhakta Narasimhata is also Muchukunda. They say like that. This is devotees' opinion about it. It is not supported by any Shastram, but great souls, when they say like that, we have to accept it that way. So, you will see, you have seen now Muchukunda's prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can see that Muchukunda was a great personality, but he had a great relationship with Krishna. Although a great king, he utilized his life at the end to realize the truth. That was his success. And in that process, you can see that Muchukunda was a very pure person. At the end, you could see that how much vairagyam he had in his life. Isn't it? What an amount of vairagyam he has cultivated in his life. Not only that vairagyam, because there was sufficient vairagyam inside, the knowledge of the soul was very firmly rooted inside. Due to that vairagyam there, the knowledge of the soul was very firmly rooted. So when Krishna, Narada Maharshi arranged for Krishna to meet Muchukunda, he was not tempted by anything, by Krishna's words. He was able to focus on the very thing what everybody must be asking for, looking for, which is freedom from the cycle of birth and death. And therefore, Muchukunda spoke with very firm voice to Krishna. And seeing that Muchukunda's conviction of self-realization and how he put that to Krishna, Krishna was impressed so well that he says to Muchukunda, Muchukunda, you have got bhakti. You have got understanding, proper understanding and proper bhakti in you. Therefore, he allows him to go to Himalayas, perform penances and then come back one more lifetime and then back to the spiritual world. If Krishna tells somebody that you have to come back only once more, it's not too bad. Is it not? But we are still sitting here. How many times we may have to come back? Who knows? So that is how it is. That is Muchukunda Stuti in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we will finish that now.